You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Welcome back to the podcast. We have a guest in our studio today who just has a wonderful story. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca. Tell us what you're studying here at Asbury and where you're from.
I'm Rebecca. I'm studying equine studies and psychology right now. Awesome. And it's my senior year.
Bittersweet, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are you from? What's home?
Oh, yes. I'm from Liberty Hill, Texas. Okay. So I always say Austin, Texas, because most people know where that is.
Definitely. So what are you hoping to do with your equine and psychology?
I'm really hoping to kind of use the education that I've gotten here to do equine therapy. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of things that I want to do, but like ministry involved, but that's kind of the end goal is just getting to teach riding lessons or use horses as a tool through therapeutic sessions.
That's great. Tell me what inspired you to major in that and like where that passion came from.
So a couple years ago before I started Asbury, I myself was in, like, I was in equine therapy, kind of overcoming some just, I mean, to be frank, like, traumatic things that I had gone through and wanted to overcome. And I was starting to see, like, this is real and this is working and this isn't me stuck in an office processing things that have happened to me, but it was, I was out there in God's creation with his creature, with someone who professional helping me and just working through a lot of crazy things. Mm. And so I was like, this is, and then when Asbury had that program where you could go into that, I was like, I want to do that.
I love that. I had a great conversation with one of your professors, Catherine Wilbanks, about this. And, you know, we had a long conversation about why it's so impactful, why, you know, and you touched on some of it. It's like getting out into creation, you know. I think God created so many of these properties that are just beneficial, inherently beneficial to us. And one of those being the horse-human relationship, too. It's remarkable once you get out there. She led me through, like, a practice session.
Yeah?
I remember leaving and just going, whoa, what just happened?
Oh, my goodness.
So I love that you personally have benefited from that. So what is your career track? Do you have to go get a master's in counseling, or what does that look like?
Yeah, there's, like, different certifications that they have. I don't necessarily need the counseling degree, but that's kind of – that's what I would like to have, like, a master's in that. So that way I can actually be a licensed therapist to do so. But I'm also, okay, God, I'm open to whatever you want to lead me into. Because right now it's just, I'm really passionate about ministry and just serving people and sharing the gospel. So it's just like, well, I can do that through this too. So
definitely.
Just trying to figure that out too.
That's great. Well, and I love that Asbury's kind of taking the lead in some of this. Just understanding what these therapies are and how they can help people and really, I don't know what all the correct terminology is, but basically bringing them into the clinical setting and as an accepted form of therapy. You know, it's like you look at things for kids like play therapy, or in hospitals there's art therapy and music therapy. I think equine therapy can become another tool for people to use, and I just love that. It's so great that we have that here. So was Asbury on your radar before, or like how did you get here from Austin?
Oh my goodness. I just didn't see myself in college at all, actually. So it was I took like 3 years off after I graduated, just kind of like working and doing my thing, and God just started, like, I wanted a new beginning, and so and I knew I wanted a Christian education. I was starting to, like, wasn't walking with the Lord after high school, and just kind of just fading away and just leaning on my own understanding. And so I just started to, like, open my eyes and open my heart of, like, okay, maybe this is something I want to do. Maybe this is – and Asbury had the program that I was interested in while I was doing the therapeutic sessions. And then I really, it came down to, I want a new beginning. I want to start over. So Asbury was that place for me.
That's great. How has your experience over the past 4 years shaped you? Or, you know, you're still being shaped. Like, what's that journey been like for you?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not been easy, but it has been the most healing. As I've been processing a little bit of that, because, like, senior year, I'm like, wait, I've learned so much. I think some of the greatest skills I've learned is just, like, the strength and steadiness. Because there's, of course, so many different weeks throughout each semester where it's just like, I'm not 100% or I don't want to do this. But pushing through that and doing hard things, I think, is one of the most valuable things I can after graduating. So that's one of them. That's strength and steadiness. And I can go into healing as well. Because that's a big one, a big theme for healing here.
That's amazing. I hear a lot of students say that, like, this is a place where they can come and heal and grow, which it just seems like it's a common theme. I love that about Asbury. So what has God done? Is there anything you can point to specifically in your life that God has done since you came here?
I really am not the same person as I was before. Like, I get to actually say, like, after saying yes to Jesus when I came here, like, the first week of freshman year, like, I said yes to Jesus. I was like, okay, my life has not reflected you, but I want it to reflect you now. And to see my life in mentally, physically, spiritually change everything has been so mind-blowing to me. So, yes, the healing is a really big theme in just, like, how I walk with others and how I walk with him. And then also how I carry myself now. My class name is Courageous Class, and I remember for so many years just living in fear and just scared of everything or scared what other people think, and now it's just like, no, I'm a child of God. Like, this is a new identity that he's given me. So it's been cool to soon be walking away from Asbury with that identity.
That's amazing. I love that. And now you can carry that out into your work and impact so many other people. I love seeing what students do after they graduate. I think for me, that's the biggest testimony to the power of what happens here, what God can do here. It's like seeing a couple years out, even, you know, 10, 20 years out, like, it's amazing to see what people are doing as a result of that. So how would you summarize your education here over the last 4 years? And along those lines, what would you tell people who are considering helping others come here through scholarships or whatever that might look like?
Oh, it's so cliche to say it's life-changing, but it really has. There is something special, and just it's just so different here from anywhere else that I've gone to be at and work in, or even just education. And so coming to Asbury has changed my life. And so to anyone who's, like, looking at Asbury or interested, when you dive in and you actually, like, start to lean in and trust the Lord and others here and really get to go in depth within the education and what the field that you want to go in, like, it just starts to ignite so much stuff and, like, this passion. And so it's been life-changing.
Yeah, I love that. Especially recently, you know, since the outpouring, you hear Dr. Brown and others just talk about just the hope. You know, we all work here for a reason. We just have great hope for you guys. We have great hope for the next generation as just sort of being these, like you said, just image bearers of Christ, like your life reflects Jesus now, which, you know, that's step one. So that's the most important step. So what is the hope that you have for, you know, your peers and others who you'll be graduating with?
For some of my friends specifically, I'm like, I hope you know how much I love you.
Yes.
and that the Lord is, like, still the same away from Asbury. I want them to hold on to that hope, too. Like, we get to, like we were saying earlier, like, image bearers of Christ. And that's what I want to do after this. And so, and even just talking to some of my peers, like, they have a huge passion for missions as well. Like, everywhere they go, they get to share the love of Christ. And so it's so funny. And, like, in the fields they're going in, because I have a lot of, like, equine therapeutic, like, they want to go into that as well. And then just, like, we got MediaCom and all these other things. And it's just really cool. And medical field, like, some want to be doctors. I'm just, like, they still love the Lord and love his people so well. And there's just this servant's heart that I just see in everyone around me. And so, yeah, my biggest hope is that they would hold on to that hope and keep sharing it, even when it gets hard, because we would know, like, the past 4 years, yeah. like, there's some trial and error, and it's hard, but we push through it. And I just pray that they kind of hold on to that same perseverance and hope, if that makes any sense.
Definitely, definitely. It has been really hard the last few years, for sure. And, you know, we've just all seen the effects of COVID. I don't even like saying that word anymore. It has been uniquely challenging, mm-hmm. yes, for people who were, you know, coming up through adolescence and high school and early college career. I mean, I just can't. It's hard to think about that and how terrible right. that was. So it is so encouraging to see people like you and other students at Asbury, how God has really just provided this 180. Like, no, you can live right. differently. You know, mm-hmm. you can live without anxiety and depression. And, of course, those things are going to take daily work. But mm-hmm. there is another option available. I love that. Well, where do you hope to launch your career? Oh, hopefully Central Kentucky. We have a lot of horses here.
Yes, I really want to stay in Kentucky. There's no doubt about it. I don't feel a call back home to Texas at any point, so I'm hoping to settle here. I just got a congratulations email from seminary, so I'm gonna do
across
that.
The street.
Yep, across the street.
Great.
So
congratulations,
Asbury Theological Seminary. So getting to study there. And maybe get this PATH certification. So that's like one of those certifications for equine therapy. So, okay, career-wise, though. it's just a variety of things. Yeah. So, yes, like, I'd love horses involved eventually, but mm-hmm. there's also just this huge call for ministry, and I mm-hmm. don't know what that looks like yet. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's just completely surrendered to the Lord career-wise and just, okay, God, let me just love your people is the career.
You seem like someone who will need to be around horses in some capacity. Yes. So tell us. Yeah, exactly. So tell us something we don't know about horses. Give us a fun fact.
Oh, my goodness. What's a fun fact?
Or a not-so-fun fact. Or like a nitty-gritty fact.
A nitty-gritty fact. They're prey animals, and they get skittish sometimes. Mm. But they're really powerful. They're like thousands of pounds. Mm-hmm. And they can't eat. No, I'm kidding. They can't eat.
Yes. They are very large.
I can't think of a fun fact other than like it will surprise you that they're cuddle bugs. Like they actually like to nuzzle their faces and just be close to you.
Well, I love that you're thinking about all these exciting next steps, and I'll be happy to see where you land. And, you know, maybe in a couple of years, we'll be writing an article about you and the ambassador.
Oh, goodness.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Rebecca. I'll definitely be visiting the farm this spring. Do you have some new babies coming this spring?
I think so.
Yay.
I think we got one more left.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much. And I'll definitely be seeing you at the farm soon and visiting that sweet little baby horsey whenever mm-hmm. it decides to
Juliet.
Make his or her appearance.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.